Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Wednesday, June 15th. So we got a lot to get through today, so let's just get to it, shall we? We have the California High School Rodeo State Finals. We still have a couple of days, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So Thursday is family night, $20 for the entire family, 9 a.m. rodeo slack, 7 p.m. rodeo performance. Friday, Cancer Awareness Day, so wear pink. That's 9 a.m. is rodeo slack and 6 p.m. rodeo performance. And then Saturday, it is Senior Citizens Day, so free admission for 62 and over. And that is the 2 p.m. rodeo championship round, crowning of state queen, the live auction, top 15 finalists, and ATV raffle. You do not want to miss that. So the admission tickets for the all show button for the whole week, but just the rest of the weeks as of today, $25. Single evening shows, $8. And 10 and under is free as always. If you have more questions, you can call the Chamber of Commerce at 873-8405. You do not want to miss out on that. That's always a super fun time. You guys ever turn off your swamp cooler for a couple of days? And then when you turn it back on, it smells like fish. It's nasty. I just got up on my roof and poured some Pine Sol in there, and now I think I might have overdone it, because I'm like, oh God, I have to talk for the next 30 minutes. But I'm going to get through it just for you. So the 4th of July parade in Mammoth is always one of their biggest events, especially for the Chamber of Commerce, who puts it on. It's always so much fun. And we will be there, Eastern Sierra Now, live streaming, actually. It should be really incredible. So if you can't make the event yourself, you will be able to watch it that way. We'll keep you posted when we get closer to that. Looks like the float entry is now open, and this year you could win a $500 cash prize. Mammoth All-Weather Shuttle is sponsoring the 2022 float competition, and judges will be looking for positive audience reaction, creativity, execution, parade guidelines adherence, and audience engagement. So to enter your float, you can go to the link at Eastern Sierra Now or go to mammothchamber.org. Thank you for following sponsors for making the parade possible from the Mammoth Chamber. Mammoth Film Festival, Mammoth Holistics, Mammoth All Weather Shuttle, Coldwell Well Banker, Advanced Air, and Mammoth Hospital. So to check that out again, go to mammothlakes.org or click on the link at Eastern Sierra Now. So, you've all heard of Mammoth Shakes, right? The Mammoth Shakespeare Festival should be pretty great this year. It's two plays, starting July 29th and I think ending around July 17th. And that will be Measure for Measure, which is set in a 1900-1905 kind of range of Moulin Rouge, France. So everybody loves Moulin Rouge, so that's going to be pretty amazing. All the wine and the baguettes and the women of ill repute, I suppose you would call it. But it should be really great. And then Twelfth Night is done by Mammoth Repertory Theater at the same time, and that one is a gender swap, I believe is what the theme of it is. So the men are playing women and the women are playing men. So that should be interesting too. Might give it an interesting take. So what they are looking for is volunteers. And in particular, one designated volunteer will be shift leader and eligible to be paid a $50 stipend. So you want to be that one if you're volunteering. Couples are welcome, so you can both volunteer, invite friends with whom you'd like to do the shift. More info is at the link at EasternSierraNow.com. So this sounds pretty good. The Dreamland Express Pajama Party Picnic at Laws Railroad Museum. Now, I just want to throw out how awesome of a job I think Laws has been doing this last year to 2 years. It's been years and years of that magical place being there. I've worked out there many times, shooting movies, volunteering for things, being a part of it. And I'm not knocking anybody. I understand it takes a lot of volunteers. It takes money. It takes things that maybe they just didn't have. But I've been throwing ideas at these people for years for things that you could utilize that space for to make yourself out there money and to put some money back into the place. I am super stoked to see they have been doing this. Now, there is some new leadership out there. I know they have multiple people on the board that weren't there before, as well as executive manager and all that stuff. So it's actually going really well from what I understand. And that is wonderful. I love to see it. That place needs to be utilized every single day. It's one of my favorite places on the planet. And any way I can help them, I definitely will. So, let's see what this is. The Who, you are invited to a pajama party. So that's you. The What, Dreamland Express Pajama Party Picnic. When? June 18th. Where? Laws Railroad Museum and Historical Site. To show our appreciation for you, our loyal members and visitors from near and far, we are having a pajama party and you are invited. Free hot dog to anyone wearing pajama pants starting at 11:30 while supplies last. Anyone not wearing pajama pants may purchase a hot dog for $1, so you better bring your pants. Cold drinks are available for purchase in the gift shop. Bring your other lunch fixings and join us on the Laws Picnic Grounds. The Dreamland Express, aka the Death Valley Brill Car, will be running on the tracks between 10:30 p.m. and 2:30 p.m., leaving the depot every half hour through the day. Passengers can buy tickets in the historical landmark Laws Depot and board the car at the station. Tickets are $5 per person. Children under 10 are $1. Lap riders are free. I'll be a lap rider. The Brill Car is wheelchair accessible. The complete train ride scheduled for the balance of the year can be found on our website at, or their website, lawsmuseum.org. Remember, private charter rides are available in the Brill Car or Old Smoky Mine Train. Inquire at the museum about availability for your private event. Laws Railroad Museum and Historical Site is honored to be here to preserve the rich history of our Owens Valley community. It's awesome. Good job, guys. And remember, when you do go to look for the events for the rest of the year for the Brill Car, you can do that at Eastern Seer Now, the mobile app. That's right. You can get it for Apple. You can get it for Android. And from there, we should have them all listed in our events page. So anytime you want to find out anything, not just about Laws Museum, but you want to know where the band's playing in Mammoth, when the art exhibit is happening at Annual Council for the Arts, doesn't matter. Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. You want it? Go get it right now. Trust me. I'm like the train conductor. I cannot steer you wrong. Get it? Because it's on tracks. It's going forward always. I'll move on to the next news story. Okay, so looks like June 13th. The Bishop City Council declared June to be Pride Month. The City Council had requested the proclamation as part of the agenda for their regular meeting. Mayor Karen Schwartz read the proclamation, and it was put into effect quickly, enjoying the support of the entire council. So, if you'd like to read that, the actual statement, it is listed at Eastern's here. Now, it's pretty long, so I'm not going to read it right now. But it is listed there, the entire actual official document. So go check that out. That's pretty cool. The Declaration of Pride Month by the Bishop City Council is the latest in a recent movement by local government to recognize and support the LGBTQ plus community in the Eastern Sierra. Following the passage of similar declarations by both the Inyo County Board of Supervisors on May 17th and Mono County Board of Supervisors on June 7th. So that is pretty great. There's some good pictures. You're going to want to check that out. So head over to Eastern Sierra Now and check that one out. So Reds Meadow Road opens this Friday, June 17th. That'll get you into Rainbow Falls, Reds Meadow, of course, Resort, Devil's Post Pile. So all that. You can take the and it's preferred you take the shuttle from Mammoth Inn because there's not much parking up there. If you go really, 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 really early, you might be able to get in. But the bathrooms are maintained. All that stuff's good to go. You can head up there now. So Reds Meadow Road will be open this Friday. So there's a third birthday party coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Not the kind of thing I usually post, huh? Well, that's because it's not about a kid. This is the third anniversary birthday party for the Good Dent organization, which, if you don't know what that is a cool nonprofit in town that's just trying to make a good dent in life. See how that works now? It's gooddent.org if you want to go check it out. They're do-gooders, and it's really great. They do a lot to help everybody that they possibly can, try to have fun. They stay on the artsy, creative side for most of things. It's really cool. So anyway, there will be free live music with Victor Silvas and Fiddlin' Pete and reuse arts activities as well as birthday cake. The raffle, live action, and chances to win a John Hamilton painting, tacos, beer, wine, and soft drinks for sale. That will all be happening on June 18th, that's this Saturday, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., and it will be at the Forum Theater Grand Opening Reception and Concert. So, that will also have Sandy and the High Country. Okay, I see how this went wrong. The font here is kind of tricking me. I see what's going on here. So, the birthday party takes place from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. on June 18th. That's this upcoming Saturday. Then from 6 to 8:30 is the grand opening for the Forum Theater in Lone Pine, which is really awesome. I actually saw it when they first picked up the place, and it was cool then, but I bet you it's great now. There is limited seating. Tickets are required. Book early. Advance ticket, $20 of a donation or more at the door, and $25 donation or more is at the door. So it's kind of interesting. You have to pay $25 as a donation. You know why that is. Taxes. So, drinks and appetizers, music with Sandy in the High Country. Like I said, that is going to be great. They're all over the place. We've got them listed on our events on the app as well. And they're great. I saw them out at Cardinal Village the last couple of days, and it was really good. So, anyway, go to Eastern Sierra now, where you can see pictures of this. You can get a QR code that'll lead you to the ticket purchasing places and all that stuff. Should be really fun. Yeah, there's a lot of really great pictures. There's some, it shows you some of John Hamilton's paintings, which are pretty great, I'd have to say. That would be cool to win that. They're really interesting, kind of psychedelic. Yeah, so you're going to want to definitely go check that out this weekend. So they found a deceased person near Zabriskie Point in Death Valley. This time of year, you have to pay attention. It is ridiculous. It's up to 123 degrees out there right now. That's, you know, get a quarter mile from your car and you're not getting back if you don't have the proper equipment and water, everything that you need. So everybody pay attention. Park visitors found the body of David Kelleher on June 14th in Death Valley National Park. Kelleher appears to have been walking from Zabriskie Point toward Furnace Creek after running out of gas. Ooh, yeah, that's another big thing. I'm sure he did not mean for that to happen. And that's a bad deal there. You got to make sure you're fueled up, your car's running well. I mean, you just stay away from Death Valleys if you want to ask me. I don't go unless it's the fall or the early spring, because it's, yeah, you don't want to be there. Morning of June 8th, a park ranger noticed that there was only one vehicle in Zabriskie Point parking lot. On the evening of June 11th, the same park ranger saw only one vehicle in the parking lot and remembered it from 3 days earlier. A heat wave caused record temperatures up to 123. The vehicle was registered to Kellner, 67, of Huntington Beach. Park rangers initiated an investigation and learned that Kelleher had not been reported missing. A record search also showed that a park ranger had cited Kelleher for off-road driving on May 30th. The ground and area search was limited by hot weather. The search focused on the Golden Canyon and Badlands Trail, not where he was found later. A crumpled note inside Kelleher's vehicle said, out of gas. Kelleher had also mentioned being low on gas when contacted by a park ranger May 30th near Dante's View Road. Park rangers say in extreme heat, people should wait at the broken vehicle rather than attempting a walk for assistance. Kelleher's vehicle was parked at one of the park's most popular viewpoints. Kelleher's body was found by park visitors around 2 p.m. on June 14th. Kelleher was about 2.5 miles from the vehicle, but only about 30 feet from California Highway 190, obscured by terrain and a mesquite tree. The National Park Service encourages park visitors to stay safe in the summer by not hiking at low elevations at 10 a.m. or after, staying within a short walk of air conditioning, drinking plenty of water, and eating salty snacks. The National Park Service, U.S. Navy, VX-31 helicopter, and Inyo County's Sheriff's Office and Inyo County Coroner's Office responded to this incident. This is the park's second recent fatality. John McCary, 69, of Long Beach, was found deceased in Panamint Valley on June 1st. A search started on March 23rd for Peter Haratunian, whose vehicle was noticed by National Park Service staff abandoned in immigrant campground. Haratunian had not been found, and the search has been scaled back to limited and continuous. So, in the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 months, that's been 4 people. Just don't go, man. And if you're gonna go, make sure you're overpacked on everything you need, all the gas you need. Stuff still happens. That's the case. Understand before you go what it takes to stay safe. There are a lot of visitors out there. The park rangers check things constantly. Just stay where you're at. They're going to find you. And if you're out somewhere where they're not going to find you, you should not have been there in the first place. So that's the smartest survival tip I can give. Don't go in the first place to things that are going to get you in trouble. Don't take chances. It's always fun to adventure. I'm the biggest Indiana Jones freak in the world. Trust me, I know. But right now, 123 degrees, you're not going to survive that. And clearly, here's the point. So, our condolences go out to this guy's family and friends, and that's a bummer, huge bummer. So, everybody just pay attention. It's called Death Valley on purpose. What else do we have here? So the election results are a little bit further along here. Let's see what we got. So as of the 7th report for Inyo, that was June 13th that came out, it looks like Pritchard is up 1,440 for Sheriff, Rennie 1,217, Vetter 1,089, and Johnston 225. The first district supervisor, Holzer has 377, Oral 407, and Gabriel is leading the pack with 482. And third district supervisor, it looks like Marshallin is 467 leading the way. It looks like Jaeger has 268, Vogel has 263, those are close, and Lint 157. So everybody has still stayed in the lead that was in the lead, and all the places look like they've stayed the same. They just keep increasing slightly. It looks like as of June 7th was the last one we saw from Mono. That has Sheriff Ingrid Braun up 2,499 to Al Davis's 507. And 5th District Supervisor Salcedo had 488. Guthrie had 102. So those look like they are pretty much locked in if you were going to ask me, but I don't have the power to say that. So it'll be out when it's out. But I'm pretty sure those are the ones that are, for the local people anyway, the interesting ones. And then we're not doing all the other stuff. You can look that up other places. This is local news. Speaking of local news, head over to EasternSierraNow.com. Check out the email. And on the far right-hand side, just put in your email. Hit subscribe. Then you're going to get up to date on all of these news. Every time something posts, you're going to get it. And we send out cool news just to our subscribers. We send out information for stuff. I mean, you want to be a part of it, trust me. And the best way to be a part of everything, of course, is to get the app today, right now. Don't stop. Go to the app store on your phone, type in Eastern Sierra Now, hit download. You want that, trust me. It makes it so easy to go through the news, to check everything out. You definitely want it. So thank you all. I think we're going to call that for today, and we'll save some stuff for tomorrow. Tomorrow we have an interview with a young filmmaker, Manuel Ruiz, who actually has been winning Best Picture, Best Short, Best Director, Best Actor for a film that he shot in Lone Pine about a year ago, and maybe a little bit more. And he has just been cleaning up at the festival circuit, and that's pretty incredible. So we will be talking with him tomorrow, and you guys won't want to miss that. So make sure you tune back into us. And if you're not linked up with us, you're just listening to this on Facebook, whatever, go to Spotify, go to any podcatcher, and just hit subscribe. That way you can get a hold of this whenever I post a new one. You can get it instantly. You know where you can also get that? The mobile app. I'm telling you, the mobile app's a thing. You're going to want that. Anyway, let's get to our sponsors, and then we will call it a day. Bye, everybody.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.